The following programming is sponsored by the Fishtown Kensington Area Business Improvement District. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Good morning, everybody. And hello, you idiots. See, I'm taking that from the new song. Good job, Matt, bringing in the new theme song. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Great way to start the morning.
Pretty much the epitome of what people think of when they think of the most important show on planet Earth. I'm talking about Find It at Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM. Welcome to the best treat you can give your ears and eyes and senses. And you're thinking to yourself, Mark, I just listened to Bloomers in the Garden and heard about black ants. And as always, spraying your weeds. And by the way, you couldn't ask for a better lead in. Anyway, I'm Mark Collazo with the Marie to my Donnie, Kay Anderson. Kay, here's a question for you. First off, good morning.
Good morning.
How
Mark.
Are you?
I'm here.
You know what? But you nailed it.
No
one knows what we go through to get here. We all think, got the buzz going from Bloomers.
Right.
What's your favorite part about Bloomers in the Garden?
You know what? They have some wicked one-liners that
I
really appreciate.
Tipping their...
Yeah. Like,
tip your waitress. Waiter?
I think it was waiter.
Was it waiter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys. Seriously, at one point I actually... And we love them.
Yes.
Of course, never met them. I actually had to go to a chiropractor because my side hurt. From laughter.
I'm sure.
By the way, it's also a common problem when people listen to the finest radio program on planet Earth, Find It at Fishtown Live, brought to you by
the fabulous Fishtown District.
And where can you find out all the great things that are happening in the fabulous Fishtown District?
Fishtowndistrict.com.
See, don't ever tell me that you're not ready. You got it. But of course, that's not the only place you can watch this wonderful program, is it?
Oh, of course not. You can go to our Facebook page, Fishtown District, or catch us on YouTube on our channel, Fishtown District.
Phew, my God. And by the way, we're going to have a wonderful, sweet, delicious guest today. I'm sure he's never been called that. We're going to talk about one of the stalwarts in the treat industry in our corridor and throughout the region. Of course, I'm talking about the fabulous Weckersley's Ice Cream, and Andy Satinsky is going to join us very shortly. And you know what's a shame? I always feel bad because they come up with these awesome flavors using local ingredients, and I get vanilla. And that's what I like. I like vanilla. I'm very plain. And because of that, if you want to call in to talk about my taste in ice cream and anything else going on in the fabulous Fishtown District, give us a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. So, Kay, I've purchased my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take us to the fabulous land that is your corner, but we're not going yet.
Oh, of course not.
We're not going yet.
Uh-huh.
So, what's been happening with you, Kay?
With me?
Yeah. See, I never really. People always say you never ask her what's happening with her.
Oh.
Like you always hear my nonsense, like. For those that are listening, Kay comes in, is getting set up, putting up all the equipment, talking about, you know, her morning and, you know, a little forgetful here, a little forgetful there, but she nails it. And then she says, how are you? And I said, I came up with a very important decision. She's like, what? I said, I think I want to walk, whenever I walk into a room, I want the John Cena theme to be playing. So needless to say, you have a lot to put up with here.
And
so,
his name is John Cena!
There it is. That's it. Look,
wow.
Couldn't you see that? Like, that's like good for me. Like,
I really
can I hop
hope
in the office?
That everybody was on the Facebook for
this?
Just that.
Play that again.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his name is John C.
I love it. I love it.
So,
we definitely got to do that in meetings.
Yes. Yeah. You're not. We have a board meeting next week.
Exactly.
I want to play that.
When you walk into the room.
Yeah, when it pop up. Yeah.
Or I guess when your Zoom pops up.
I bet you have a John Cena shirt, don't you?
I do, actually, seriously, I do. I'm embarrassed. That I'm embarrassed to say that I have. I do have a John Cena. By the way, it's SummerSlam next weekend. So me and my son will be watching and mocking the... Here's the good part about wrestling. See, notice how I asked Kay how she was, and somehow we're talking about the WWE, which, by the way, is her favorite. No one has more Hulkamania than Kay Anderson. Kay, when would you say Hulkamania started for you?
Oh, I was born with it.
Were you?
Oh, yeah!
Of course.
That's the Macho Man, but that's good.
That was my favorite era back then.
See, I was before you. I was Bruno Sammartino.
Chief J. Strongbow.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we can go all the tangents here, don't we? So, quick story about this. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we're going to get to the corner. So, when I was like 10 or 11, and our Florida correspondent who's listening will remember this story, that loved the wrestling. So my father got tickets, took me and my brother for my birthday. Well, as a surprise, he had known the ring announcer. So at the old Spectrum, he got us backstage where we could meet the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody's got this story. There was like the wild Samoans who were like supposed to be crazy. And they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, wait a minute. So Hulk Hogan was just on the scene. He takes a picture with me, lifting me up in his arm. And then you get to meet the living legend, which was Bruno Sammartino, which was Kay's favorite because he had a big, hairy chest and back. But back then, that seemed to be... But he's like it. That was his nickname, the living legend. And he was fighting Larry Zbyszko that night. Hit him with a chair, mind you. So... We walk back. Now, my eyes are like wide as saucers because my little pre-teenage boy dreams are coming true here. We walk in the room where Bruno is, and Bruno's like, are these the boys? I'm like, he knows us. And he takes a picture. It's a wonderful night. We get home. Now, I'm still all charged up. And my mom is waiting. My mom knew what was going to be happening. And she's like, all she said was, well, how was it? And I was so emotional and charged up, I just broke into tears. Then embarrassed, I ran upstairs and hid.
Awesome.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my wrestling story. Now I'm going to cash in on my ticket to the land of make-believe and unicorns and wonderfulness. That's even a new word I've made up, wonderfulness.
I thought that was already a word.
Was it?
I think so.
Nothing says happy, happy, joy, joy than a trip to Kay's Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
Nobody.
Listen to me now.
Pay attention.
Kay's Corner. I love that. I do.
This is definitely my new favorite song.
And I love the Wolf. I still love the Will Ferrell in the beginning. You nailed it, Matt. Please stop what you're doing.
So as always, there's a lot going on over in Kay's Corner.
Always is.
Yeah. And, you know, as our screaming fans outside will tell you, the weather is not so beautiful today.
No, it's a little, what do you call that, overcast?
Yeah, and there's some chance of scattered thunderstorms later on. So unfortunately, we're not going to be having our Coral Street Makers Market tonight. But you can join us next week for the last one of the season.
Oh, wow. Is it?
It is.
Wow. Where did the summer just zip, didn't it?
It really did. It really did.
I can't blame COVID for it because we were outside. So.
I know. But yeah, this is the next week will be the last one, the 10th one of the season. We're going to be joined by Maxie Mandel again, who you just heard from last week. So she's going to be the performer that takes us out.
Did I traumatize her, by the way, during the...
You know, I checked in with her afterwards.
I was a bit much.
And she seemed okay.
I mean, a great personality. 60, yeah. You know, like very talented, awesome to have her. But, you know, I think she was probably taken aback by my... She didn't even get to hear the John Cena theme.
I was going
to
say, Mark, you actually held back pretty well.
I did. I saved it for today. But here's a question. You mentioned that it was... And by the way, the farmers markets have been awesome. You got to check out the food co-op. Looking forward to doing it again next year.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really ever not sunny in Case Corner? Doesn't the sun follow you?
You know, it's like my personal spotlight.
Yes.
I'm just that much of a star.
Ooh, well, well, like that. 888-329-3306.
Anyway, so in addition to our last Maker's Market next week, we also have another event coming up next week.
We do?
Yes, we have the Under the L Bazaar.
I love it. By the way, who came up with that name?
Me.
You did. That was awesome.
Nailed it.
That was legitness.
I love sound effects.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
But Under the L Bazaar is a marketplace under the L on August 26th. That's a Thursday. And it's going to be from 6 to 9. But if you start showing up at 5:30, people will probably be ready for you.
We'll let you in.
So that is in partnership with Evil Genius Brewing Company. So they're going to be set up and providing libations for the folks who come out to the market. There's
providing
also
what?
Libations.
Everybody get out their thesaurus. No, I know what it means. I know what it means. Good for you.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
How did you have that ready? That's awesome.
That's from Impractical Jokers. It was a funny clip.
I love that show, by the way. Love that show. Anyway, though, this is Case Corner. How dare I interrupt?
So join us out there on August 26th. There's going to be over 35 vendors, food, crafts, jewelry, merchandise, clothing, everything you could possibly want.
I'm looking for. We have a series, I believe, right?
Yes.
Of these things, and there's. So, and you could tell how intimately involved I am in the planning. I know there's like five, is there five or six? How many are we having of these?
They're going to be basically the last Thursday of the month or the fourth Thursday, whichever that works out to be. And that's going to go from now until November will be the last one.
But there, and I know there's one on September 12th, which is a Eagles game.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to jump ahead in the corner here, but I love the Eagles. So, you know, it'll be a game watching party out on under the L. What does that spell?
I think it spells Eagles.
Well done, libations. And we have, you know, so it's what's cool about it, Kay, is we've taken that cool space under the L, which you would think you wouldn't want to be under, but it adds its own gritty charm. And when, of course, I say gritty, I have to show up the mask that Kay got me, by the way. That's gritty on it and also sounds great. Try this with the corner. Keep going.
I think I'm good off of that.
But definitely check out. And again, where can people find out more information about the L Bazaar?
They can go to fishtowndistrict.com or visit us on Facebook, Fishtown District, or go to our Instagram, Fishtown District.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Can we do John Cena one more time? I just love that.
His name is John Cena.
Come on, Matt, do it with me. I'm sorry. That's great. I can't wait for the next board meeting.
Oh, man.
But I have to put in there, and his name is Mark Colazzo. You know? Save that track there. We'll use that. Anywho, back to the corner.
Yeah, so like you said, we have the Eagles tailgate coming up. We have a bunch of other markets coming up. We also have some other fun events happening with Evil Genius, so please stay tuned to Fishtown District. We're going to be talking about those as they arrive.
And I have one thing to add, if that's okay.
I have one more event, too. Is it about Evil Genius? Because you can go first.
No, it's not about Evil Genius.
Oh, okay.
It's about Philadelphia Barber Company, who does a First Friday.
Yeah.
Down by there, and so they'll be doing. We're planning on doing something down by their neck of the woods for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. They really want to try to do something to give back to the community. So, Love and Honey is right by there, and they do different themes. I think they're going to have a photography exhibit.
Ooh.
So again, it's first Friday in September, so it's coming up. So
awesome.
Make sure to check that out. Now, what do you have?
And my last thing that I wanted to talk about, we are just around the corner from Weirdo Fest. So for those weirdos out there, myself included, you can check out Weirdo Fest. That is an event that is happening at Coral Street. So it is in partnership with Fireball Printing, Kensington Community Food Co-op, and a few other businesses in that local area, as well as East Kensington Neighbors Association. It's a great time. It's a nice little craft festival, and that is going to be happening, I believe, on September 14th.
What's so awesome is we have so many different types of things that fit the different types of personalities of our corridor. So I think that's awesome. Also, it's tentative now. We'll stay tuned on November 13th, another partnership with Evil Genius. We may be having a Back to the Future themed event where you may be able to come out, you will be able to come out and take a picture, sit in the DeLorean, one of the DeLoreans used in the movie. Dress up, do your best. Hello, McFly. We'll also be able to screen the movie so Kay can see it.
Right,
because
I haven't seen it.
She's never seen Back to the Future, ever.
I know, Matt.
What?
I know.
Like, I'm not saying it's one of my favorites, but we've all seen it.
It's entertaining. They're all entertaining. You're gonna screen the first one?
First one.
Okay, then you're going to have to go home and watch the rest of them, Kay, because
They're all very good, right?
How many are there?
Three.
Okay. That's manageable. That's like a weekend activity.
Yeah.
Have dreams about finding the sports almanac in the future. And
you'll hear this. Hello, McFly. You'll get that. So all these years, you probably have heard someone do that, and you just thought, another guest at Weirdo Fest.
Mark, you realize that...
888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. 3306. Yes, Kay, but other things, cultural, iconic things she's never seen.
I don't understand any movie references. It doesn't matter if I've seen the movie or not. Like, reference is not going to catch for me.
Like, there's certain movies, like just...
No, and I live my life this way. Like, my entire life, I've never gotten a single reference. So whenever, I can tell when people are making references, so I just tune them out now.
Well, what's your favorite movie?
I really don't have one.
Kay's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. So... We'll get back to that in another show.
Maybe it's going to be Back to the Future. Yeah. And I just haven't seen it yet.
Well, you'll see it that night.
There we go. But I do believe now is the time to get into Kay's track.
Kay's track. Kay's track. Kay's track. Kay's track of the week.
It's a table.
So this week, as Mark discovers, we have a table in
front
of us.
I'm like a newborn.
This week, my track is from a good friend of mine, Mason, and that is spelled M11SON. So find him on Spotify. He works out of Breed Studio, which is a great studio space over into the Spring Garden area. And he has performed in Fishtown quite a few times. So this is a track off of his latest project, Compromised.
Don't you know you look just like the chair? Spin image of a tell of distant lovers, the pressure of miles between eyes, trying to become a knot that doesn't strangle us, not to get tangled up. Unreal expectations, how can we make it through without you digging me, without me digging you? Side. When you compromise on the wrong side, if the love is strong, it bends, but if it's not, it's broken. When you compromise on the wrong side, the wrong side. Straight
We can't carry the weight, getting carried away, like we should put the past behind us and get married today. That fairy tale ending despite the narrative change, apparently phases of unfaithfulness inherently strengthen the character, babe. Let's grow together, get old together. We were close-knit as a woven sweater before, when I know there's better times around the corner. Cause the way you said goodbye sounded sort of like see you soon. The evil doing by both of us is a sound disorder, and we love sick. I could deliver the package, hopping onto the truck quick and still never jump ship. We gon' work through it, or we gon' die lonely, whatever way you prefer, cutie.
So that was Mason with Compromise.
Smooth. That is a grooving song, and I do like when he was, you know, rapping the big, you know.
Yeah.
Now, me, it would be because I really need to catch my breath. I know that was for effect when he did it.
Yeah, that was definitely theatrical for him.
So where can people find out more about him?
They can find him on anywhere that you stream music, M11SON.
Another great track. Matt, if you can please take your seat and stop dancing in there. We have work to do.
I can't help it. That was a great song.
Really shake your moneymaker. But before we get to a break and actually keep our guest from having second thoughts about coming on our show today, it wouldn't be a complete first segment if we don't play the everyone's favorite game. What's Mark wearing?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
A little suspenseful there.
I like to build yeah. to drama. I think yeah. it worked.
Everybody was wondering, what's yeah. America's favorite game?
What's he doing? What's he doing in there? Actually, we got a couple calls. Was Mark having a stroke? You know, I'm fine. Thank you. But today, because we always like to have a cultural reference.
That I don't understand.
But in this case, you do, because I prepped you.
You did.
Yesterday.
I got prepped, guys.
Yeah, so, she, you know, because I gave her a choice of mm-hmm. which shirt I was going to wear, and when I got the befuddled look of, what are you talking about? I'm like, I have to wear that shirt. So this is, of course, going back to the days when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Right.
My favorite, Will Ferrell, was on it, and they were doing a mock of the old Behind the Music series on VH1 where they would tell a story about a band.
So you can tell that this was the early 2000s because Behind the Music was still on TV.
Well done, Kay. Well done.
See, I'm putting it together.
Yeah, you knew it. So they're doing Blue Oyster Cult. They're mm-hmm. doing how they made Don't Fear the Reaper. Mm-hmm. And really, the line that everybody remembers of this segment tells you the shirt that I'm wearing.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yes, yes. It's Will Ferrell and what is his name now? Christopher Walken on my shirt from the famous cowbell scene. Now, I had to make Kay watch it.
Mm-hmm.
She, even if she was patronizing me, Matt, she actually laughed.
I did.
You did laugh?
I did laugh.
You laughed at that line and you laughed watching Will Ferrell explore the space, baby. Explore the space.
Yes.
With his belly hanging out.
Yes.
So that is today's shirt. I enjoy. Is this purple? What color would you say that is?
Yeah, it's like a grayed periwinkle.
What the?
Yeah.
Wasn't he with the squirrel, the flying squirrel in the cartoons, Periwinkle and Rocky? Was that what it was?
A bullwinkle.
Oh, bullwinkle. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Pretty sure he was a moose.
What?
Wasn't he a moose?
Libations. And we'll be back in Two and Chew with more fun and frolic on Finding in Fishtown Live.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to take steps to help stop the spread. Follow 5 tips to help protect yourself and others. 1. Wear a mask. 2. Practice social distancing. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. 3. Wash hands with soap and water. 4. If you have symptoms, stay home. 5. Get vaccinated as soon as you can. Together, we can help stop the spread.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I just do love that. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the greatest treat to your senses. Of course, another episode of Find It in Fishtown live here on WWDB 860 AM. I'm Mark Collazo with my co-pilot, Kay Anderson. And of course, the show was brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District for all things super awesome, special, spectacular libations. Okay, where can you find those?
You can go to fishtowndistrict.com.
And if you want to watch or see or find anything else going on about what we're doing here today and in the district, where can you watch us?
You can go to our Facebook page, Fishtown District, or catch us on YouTube, Fishtown District.
Libations. And we've got to bring our guest on now, A, because he's waited so patiently and stayed with us despite the nonsense he just listened to for the past 20 minutes. But really, he is a treat to our corridor because he brings the treats to our corridor.
Oh, absolutely.
How about that?
Oh, that is great.
Do you know what that's from, Kay?
No.
That's Eddie Murphy. It's his famous ice cream. The ice cream man is coming!
See, like I said, I don't get them. I still enjoy them.
Well,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. You didn't get none.
You'll see that often being done in front of this, of what really one of the most iconic ice cream places in the city. We're talking about Wickersley's Ice Cream. It's quaint. It's a quaint ice cream shop, Kay, in, of course, Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood. Wickersley's Ice Cream was founded in 2012 by pastry chef Jennifer Satinsky as an extension of her passion for building relationships with local farmers, a love of ice cream, and a dedication to the culinary arts. Guided by these principles, they strive to be the best stewards of their craft, looking outward to those they serve and those who cultivate the ingredients that make the ice cream exquisite. Their focus on service aims to provide a fulfilling, personal experience for everyone who indulges in our ice cream. And it's really their ice cream. I'm reading it right from that. But it doesn't do it justice. So to do it justice, we're going to bring on the owner-operator, Andy Satinsky of Wickersley's Ice Cream. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Kay?
Hey.
Doing great. Thanks for being so patient with us this morning. We like to get the nonsense out of our system early so we can actually get to business. So we appreciate you hanging in. So,
yeah, sure. Thanks.
So let's talk about the foundings of your ice cream empire. What got you started in this, and why Fishtown?
My wife Jen, as you mentioned, is a pastry chef. She'd come out of fine dining, we started pretty carefully. We're both pretty risk averse people. We didn't have like a kind of a ton of capital to put into it initially. So for the first few years, we just we did farmers markets and started to build partnerships with local retailers to get our product out to folks, kind of expanded into doing more festivals and street festivals and stuff like that with a small, like with a ice cream cart and then a couple ice cream carts. And I'd say like in 2015, we felt like the business had stability and we kind of knew what we were doing and felt confident enough to pursue opening a brick and mortar. We initially started making the ice cream in the back of a cafe in West Philadelphia where we lived at the time. And so we started out looking in West Philly, but for like our approach for having a brick and mortar, we knew we wanted to keep, we knew we needed a space that had good foot traffic and supporting businesses around it, namely places where people go to eat and an area where people spend a few hours in the evening. We knew we needed a small space because we needed to keep rent manageable. So we had a lot of requirements. So kind of limited us a little bit. And so we started looking beyond West Philadelphia. And, you know, I knew some folks at NKCDC at the time. And I reached out to them and they connected me with two developers who were really just getting started on some larger projects in Fishtown and still had some of their initial investments of smaller storefront spaces on Girard Avenue. Their names were Josh and Paul. And they connected us. We got along really well. It felt like they were both like folks that we could really trust. And I was right, I would say. And that they had a vision for continuing to build on the commercial corridor that we could really get on board with, and a focus on creating like spaces that were accessible for the neighborhood and also offered a draw for folks all around the region. We pursued that and ended up signing a lease for 9 West Girard Avenue in what at the time was their office in the first building that Josh had ever bought. And you know, they worked with us to turn it into the 330 square foot storefront that I still feel like, even as we've expanded, really represents our brand to a lot of folks who have gotten to know us throughout the years.
And how would you describe the initial response when you first opened? You know, you get your first brick and mortar in Fishtown. Tell us what it was like. As far as people coming out and how you were able to build on that.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, so we had had at that point about 4 years, really like 3 solid years of building kind of an awareness of what we were doing. Like in 2014, we'd gotten a Best of Philly and we'd gotten a lot of favorable press before we had the storefront. So what we wanted to make sure we did was really connect with as many folks in the neighborhood as possible and make sure that folks knew that we were opening a storefront. We went to, you know, reached out to Fishtown neighbors, did a presentation for them, started getting ourselves involved with just different local fundraisers and organizations, and then and partnering with local businesses on collaborations and specials, because it took, I mean, you'll never believe this in Philadelphia, but it took us a lot longer to get everything approved and built out and up and running than we anticipated. You might sense some sarcasm there.
I do. You didn't see my grin, Andy.
I think initially we thought we would open in April, and then we thought we'd open in July, and we thought we'd open in September, and we opened December 16th. And I think like there was certain stress about that for Jen and I, just thinking about like, oh, you know, everybody says you have to open an ice cream shop in the spring and that you should never open in the winter. But the truth is that we always saw this as a year-round endeavor that was going to go on for hopefully decades. And so we were like, hey, you know, by that point, it's like, so what? We open in winter. Like, well, we have a lot of winters ahead of us. We might as well get started. The night we opened it, we had freezing rain, but we still had a line out the door and tons of folks in the shop. I was just talking about this with our opening shop manager, Joanna, who now runs our social media, just about like what a different time it was, just how many people were crammed in the shop that night, that tiny space. But it was beautiful. It was really wonderful. And I think, you know, we had a good, solid response just right off the bat. And that winter never felt super slow. And then we learned what it would be like to be truly busy in February, the following February, February 2017, because there was, on President's Day weekend, there was a 65 degree Sunday, and we got slammed. It was crazy, but it was such a good thing to happen when it did, because there were a ton of things that we changed about our processes. So when it became like consistently busy in the spring and the summer, we were so much more ready than we would have been had we not had that crazy Sunday in February.
So one of the things that I love about your ice cream is when you walk into the shop and you look at the menu, the flavor selection that you guys have, it's not necessarily what you would find at, your traditional, ice cream selection or ice cream flavors that you find in the grocery store. So talk to me a little bit about how you guys come up with your flavors and what that process is like.
Sure. Well, I think for us, it's always about kind of striking a balance between things that are familiar and then things that excite us and that we feel we can then translate that excitement to our guests at the shop. So we're always going to have like vanilla, and we're always going to have either like a plain chocolate or chocolate with like a mix in that's kind of beloved. We try to keep our cookies and cream cycling in. Because like the foundation of what we do is we really believe that like by sourcing really, really great ingredients as close to like home as possible, and then, you know, essentially preparing them with a great deal of thought and care, that you can kind of just like transcend the ordinary in a sense. And like that, even though the word vanilla is associated with plainness, that we can give folks a vanilla that is that's really kind of like a perfect vanilla and really can deepen their appreciation for it. And so we take that same kind of thought process to any ingredient that lands in our hands. And, you know, especially from like May through October through November, so much of that is driven by just what local farms are harvesting and what's available through them and through the vendors that we work with who source from them. And so it's really about like just saying like what's fresh and what's at its best this week. How can we craft that into an ice cream flavor that first, you know, excites the folks who are actually making it, and then excites the folks who are serving it, and ultimately, the most important part, excites the folks who are eating it.
And Andy, one of the many things we love about you in Weckersley's is your attention, your focus on community and using ingredients that are local. Why is that so important to you?
I guess it's kind of like twofold, like kind of the simpler answer. And I think it's twofold and they relate into each other. I think that, I think when you have fresh ingredients that are locally grown, harvested in season, picked when ripe, come to you fresh, like you just have a better tasting ingredient. But then the broader kind of reason for that and why it is such a crucial component of our business is that we really believe that local economies are the healthiest thing for any community. And the more that we can do as a business to build, to keep money within the local economy and do our spending there and support other folks in our community, our neighborhood, our region, that's the type of thing that's just going to create a greater degree of like economic stability and be better for both like our business and for us as people in general.
Oh, that's great. Andy, do you have a couple minutes to hang through one more break? We got to pay some bills. Again, you're listening to Find It in Fishtown Live on WWDB 860 AM with our guest, Andy Satinsky of Weckersley's Ice Cream. If you have any questions for me, Kay, or more importantly, Andy, give us a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. We'll be right back at you.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy.
Always
happy,
makes happy, me smile. Happy, welcome back, everybody, to the final segment, but not the last segment ever, of the greatest thing ever. Find it in Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM. Brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District for all things special. Spectacular, like Weckersley's Ice Cream. You can find it in Fishtown at thefishtowndistrict.com. And again, we're talking to culinary master Andy Satinsky of Weckersley's Ice Cream. About that? Take the title. Take it.
No, I can't. It's not mine to take.
We'll give it
I'll
to
give
Jen.
It to Jen and Jess, our production manager, Christina, our baker, Maribel, our master sandwich maker. But I may be on the front lines of the public-facing aspect of the company, but I am not the culinary side of the business. I wish I was.
But it sounds great, doesn't it?
It does. But it's not mine to take. I appreciate it, though.
So in that vein, talk about how you all come up with all the different types of flavors that you do. What's the inspiration? And maybe some of the ones that are your personal favorites.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think like early on, it was just Jen and I. We were doing everything. And so we were drawing from recipes that she had developed over the years in the restaurant world, and just kind of like classic flavors that we wanted to recreate or put our spin on. And then, you know, so much of what we do from the beginning is just driven by, like, again, like what's on a farmer's produce list, and looking at that and saying like, oh, that's like, you know, especially if it's something that's like maybe a little more esoteric, like kind of an herb that people don't typically associate with sweets or don't even know about. And we're like tasting it and we're thinking like, well, how can we present this and what can we combine this with that both like, you know, allows us to have fun with and introduce this, you know, kind of less known ingredient into the format of ice cream, which is something that people really love and you know, identify with. Like, what can we pair that with to make it more accessible while still like accentuating that ingredient? So that's like one approach that we'll take. Though like a lot now as our organization has grown, the beauty is that there's just more people, both from the folks who work at the shop to the folks who work in the kitchen. There's just more tastes, more like personal history, more experiences to feed into the creative process. And so much of it is just also just folks being like, hey, why don't we do this? Or, hey, I was thinking about this. Like, one of our best selling and maybe best sandwiches that we do in the summer is called Tony's Blue Dream. It was come up by our shop manager, Tony. And he was just like, hey, I love blueberries and chocolate together. Here's this concept I have for a combination with like a cookies and cream component and all this stuff. And we were just like, yeah, let's do it. And you know, we wouldn't have come up with that, just Jen and I. There's no ego in it. The more voices and the more ideas that are kind of bouncing around and shared, the better.
Awesome. So we've talked a lot about how you got to where you are, but what is on the horizon for Weckerly's? What are you guys working on now?
In like late 2019, we started very kind of like casually partnering up with another business in Philadelphia called Little Pop Shop that who's based out of West Philadelphia. And we've known Jeannie, who's the owner of Little Pop Shop, for a number of years. And they make artisan popsicles, kind of taking similar approaches to both in sourcing and flavor creation to what we do with the ice cream. And we just felt like we had a lot of like resources that we could share with each other to support and uplift both of our brands. And that also by combining our products under one roof, we could serve a greater number of people with options that would just make them really happy. So we brought her product, her pops, into the Fishtown shop last April. And then this year, that was April 2020 or May, whenever we reopened. And then beginning April 2021, we partnered with them and are now operating their West Philadelphia location on 44th Street as a combined Weckerly's ice cream and Little Pop Shop. And that's a model that we feel like there's some, potential to replicate in some other neighborhoods in the future. The idea of being like that, you know, creating neighborhood gathering spaces in a few different kind of neighborhoods in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
So quick question. So we taught you, certainly people from all over come over to Fishtown for Weckersley's, but is that your only brick and mortar that you have?
No, so West Philadelphia as well. So 44th Street, which was shared with Little Pop Shop, but that's newer for us. So that just started April of this year.
Is it your hope to, because we like to tell people, we're, you know, it's a little bit of a taste of Fishtown being brought everywhere. Are there other areas you'd love to expand to open up?
I think that we're always attracted to like neighborhoods that have like a strong residential and like community presence. So, but without like directly stepping on the, like if there's already a great independent operator doing like ice cream and frozen treats in that immediate neighborhood, like we don't want to open on top of someone else. And I think that right now Philadelphia has a lot of great people operating, but we're exploring an area in like in South Philadelphia right now. I'll just leave it at that because I think there's a little more groundwork that we have to do. Yeah, I think like we're definitely drawn more to neighborhoods with like a healthy mix of residential and commercial than just like standalone commercial districts.
No, that's perfect. Notice I didn't ask too many specific questions.
Yes, I appreciate that, Mark.
You're very welcome. So all the years you've been doing this, it seems silly question to ask, but have you ever gotten just, so I'm sick of ice cream. I can't look at another sandwich.
I think more so in the beginning than now. I think that like as we've grown and have a larger team and folks, like it's just Jen and I are finding a greater degree of balance in our lives. So for the first 3 years and some, you know, I think we were for like 9 months of the year, we were often working anywhere from like 16 to 20 hours a day. And we were just like in the kitchen and in production. And especially when we moved our production to the facility where we are now in the summer of 2014, which is up in Frankfurt, it's a great space, great building. But you know, there aren't like, it's not like Fishtown where you can hop out and like grab a nutritious meal late at night or something like that. So I think we ended up substituting ice cream for food more often than I'd like to admit, just because it was like 1 a.m. and we hadn't eaten. And at that point, I kind of never wanted to eat ice cream again. It just like, it's a good treat. It's a bad substitute for food.
There you go.
but these days where, you know, I eat a nutritious dinner and good breakfast, I think like I enjoy ice cream as a treat, and I think I always will. I was afraid of it years ago that I'd get sick of it, but I do not.
So as a business owner who looks to collaborate with other local businesses, I'm very excited to ask you this question. And this is the question that we ask all of our guests. What are your favorite places to go in the Fishtown district?
Oh boy. Let's see. So remind me real quick, I should know this, but what are the east-west boundaries of the Fishtown district?
You can go over basically to Front Street and over to 95 on the other direction.
Okay. All right. Cool. Gosh, I do a lot of eating. So I love Pizza Shack and Maxon, particularly just for how like accessible and like friendly an experience it is. I think we're very, very lucky in Fishtown to be able to have like a world-class slice of pizza in such a, like the fact that you can just like walk by anytime and grab a slice and you're eating like some of the best pizza you could possibly be eating is awesome. That never is lost on me. I always appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to Good Spoon reopening. Just fantastic spot. I go to all the coffee shops. I'm a huge coffee drinker. So all the different Reanimator outposts, La Colombe, I used to stop in Cake Life a lot and look forward to doing that again. Front Street Cafe, just big coffee fan. And it's like,
there's so many.
If it was casual conversation, I could list off like a million places. And I think I'm just like spacing because you happen to like ask me point blank. And I'm like,
Well, it's perfect timing because we're running out of time. Cool. Andy, thanks for joining us today. And everybody, go treat yourself. Weckersley's Ice Cream in the heart of the Fishtown District. And with that,
9 West Girard.
Perfect.
Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Andy. Kay, as always, another award winner.
Smithsonian's calling.
As is this. I love this. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Find It in Fishtown Live.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. Let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy.